have ignition sequence start. The engines are on. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast, a place for conversation with church leaders about social media, web trends, and everything and anything else our hosts want to talk about. Nils Smith is the innovation pastor at Community Bible Church in San Antonio, Texas, loves the Spurs, and walking the streets of New York with his family. Jay Cranda is the online campus pastor at Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California, loves the Lakers, anything golf, and once could do a heel flip. To engage with the show, use the hashtag SMCPodcast. Let's join the show.
Okay, here we go. We got 3 minutes. We're going to talk about the Apple event. And so, Nils, did you watch the Apple event this past week?
Absolutely. I watched the Apple event. It was awesome.
Yeah, so big things, obviously. You got the new iPad Pro stuff going out. You got the Apple TV, and then new things coming to the iPhone. What are some things that stood out to you?
You know, the first thing that was so exciting for me, and I don't know if you know this, Jay, but my mentor and one of our elders at CBC was on stage. Mm-hmm. He was the one from Airstrip that presented about the new kind of Apple Watch features. And so that was huge.
Wow.
For me just to see a guy I know and has really spoken into me on stage. So seeing him being blessed, he immediately texted me afterwards, like, man, it's so cool to see you on stage. And he's like, praise God, all glory to God.
That's awesome.
So it was cool to see that. What I've been excited about there for years has been Apple TV opening up, and they finally announced it. People are always saying, well, it's really not that different, the interface. You don't even understand, though. It's about what people can now create for the Apple TV that's going to be amazing. And so that's what I'm pumped about.
Yeah, I saw like Right Now Media and a couple other people sending emails and stuff about getting on there. I know the church will flood the App Store on Apple TV. And I know that there were already internal conversations at my church about, okay, how are we going to get an app on there? So I definitely see that happening. Yeah. Churches will be doing that. You know, for us, you know, in our context with our online campus, we think more about TVs and families watching together, less about the individual. So there's definitely a win there. Do you see any pro to the whole Apple Pencil and the bigger iPad? Do you think churches should be thinking about that?
You know, I don't know that churches specifically, how they would think about it, but practically when I heard, like I'd heard the rumors about it and I thought, who wants a big iPad? But now that I see it, it's a computer with a touch screen that can be pulled away from the keyboard essentially with the pencil.
Yeah.
I think it's genius. I'm going to get one. You know, I felt like I was anticipating buying a new iPhone. I was anticipating buying a new, you know, Apple TV. But I was not anticipating another $1,000 expense of this new iPad Pro and the pencil and the keyboard. But I really feel like it's gonna replace my laptop in many ways. I think it's gonna be awesome. And that was probably the coolest surprise to me about the whole event.
I definitely feel like it's gonna allow more creativity, and I definitely could see churches leveraging it with experiences and stuff. There's definitely something about that. The last thing, let's talk about real quick, the 3D touch thing that they introduced, that the new gesture that is now pressure. It isn't just swiping, but pressure. I definitely, obviously, you know, I'm up for an upgrade, my wife and I, so we're like on every 2 year plan. So we're going to be getting a new phone, and I definitely am excited about that. Is there any thoughts that you had concerning the 3D touch?
You know, I think it's interesting. I like the little fingerprint thing now for passwords on my iPhone. So I think it's a cool new feature, but because so many of the old phones don't have it, and it will be a while to all phones have that functionality, I think it'll be limited in where you can actually use it. But I think it's an interesting feature, and I think it's a cool addition to where you see the iPhone going in the future.
Yeah. Yep. And obviously they took that technology from the watch. So that was stuff that they're already messing with. So yeah, we would love if you watch the broadcast of the Apple event, please use the hashtag SMC podcast, suggest any ideas that you have that the way churches will leverage it. And I can't wait just in the coming weeks and as people use it and integrate it to see how churches use this next technology. So thanks for watching and listening to this 3 minute review.
Thanks for listening to the Social Media Church Podcast. To learn more about the hosts, the show, or suggest a future topic, check out socialmedia.church. If you liked what you heard, then take a couple minutes to leave a review on iTunes. Every review helps. Lastly, share the podcast with a friend and use the hashtag SMCPodcast to engage with the hosts. Thanks again for listening.